right, when the top rope paid the halakha and aleph for the two dots, turn up on them. Harzikiteh, amanat shitinasi liploni. This is your get on the condition that you marry this individual. Harzir lotinase. This woman does not have to or should not marry with this. Bimniseit lotetse. But she does marry with it. So it's a cryptic statement here in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to query as to what does it mean. My kamar. What does this whole statement mean? Samar of Nachman. Hachi kamar. Harezu lo tinasei lo. She should not marry this individual. Shema yomru neshehem notnim et batana. Because it looks like they're giving their wives as a gift. It looks like they're trading wives. It looks like this individual is saying, based on this, this is your get. If you marry so-and-so, it means like it looks like he's handing his wife over to this person. And the Chachamim didn't want that to, or that appearance to be so. And so they said that if such a condition is placed in the get, right, that Harizu lo tinasei, that they should not marry. Now, even he says, but if she goes in and marries, lacher, listens to a third party, lo tetei. They shouldn't, she doesn't have to get a divorce. So Mara says, I mean, the explanation so far of Nachman is based on that. Is Harizu Giteh Hamash Tanasi Deploni, then Harizu Lotinasei refers to the individual who he indicated she must marry. And he says, now refers to a third party, Lotetei, she will not have to get a divorce. So Mara says, Umishum Tseiro, right, Lomachinamine, Mashirin, Ish Islam? Because of the Tseiro, the Tseiro's Chachamim is maybe it'll look like a, right, what do you call it, it'll look like a presence or a gift, the wife will look like a gift, right, then lo mafkinim inlay, right, then we won't allow him, or lo mafkinim inlay, we won't take him out, and then we're going to have a woman who is technically doesn't have a get going out to the alma. So what's the case here? So again, Rav Nachman explains, if she marries the actual guy himself, right, that is indicated in the Tanai, right, then we say, don't do that. Why? Because it looks like you're giving a gift. Number two is, if you do marry someone else, come and say, lo tetei, you don't have to go out. But why? There's no valid get here. If the whole condition of the get was that you marry so-and-so, and now she's not marrying so-and-so, the get's not a valid get. If the get's not a valid get, the chamim, because of their zero, want to say, so it doesn't look like a matana, if you marry someone else, that's good. And so now, I mean, Tosfos points out, we've seen this in other places, that the whenever the chamim do this, they say, akki rabbanon lekedushayim. Right, that the Rabbanon remove the Kedushin from their original state. In the Mafreya, they remove the Kedushin, that's how we deal with it. So Tosfos says that is an extreme solution. And that extreme solution, the Chachamim wouldn't do for a small Gzeira like this. This Gzeira, something small, it's not such a big deal. And to apply such a, it's like taking a huge sledgehammer to a small problem. And so they said, that's not a good solution. So Gemara said, this doesn't look like the right explanation of this price. Elamar of Nachman, it's an alternative explanation, but of Nachman, She shouldn't marry the individual indicated in Tanai because it looks like a gift. But if she does marry him, she would not have to get a divorce. Because of Gzeira, we're not going to be Mafkia, meaning that if she marries this individual, even though that's not what Chachamim wanted, right, nevertheless, we're not going to make them get divorced because of this gazebo. Again, it's not such a big deal. It's gazebo. Right? It looks like if he says, I'm only divorcing you if you marry such and such a woman, it looks like he's gifting his wife to this person because he's only allowed her to marry another person, one individual. By doing that, it looks like he's handing his wife over to that individual as a gift. Not that he's literally doing it, he's giving a get, but it has the appearances of looking like he's gifting his wife to this individual. So that the Chum said that Zero is not enough for us to say if she marries him, divorce him. But if you ask us what happened to Kila, we're going to say don't marry him. You're explaining it, Rav Nachman, it says that she shouldn't marry him, right? But if she married a third party, that would be fine. But then she fails to accomplish the conditions set out in the get. But you could say, what's your suggestion? Your suggestion is that she'll marry a third party. Right then, what about the Tanai? Oh, the Tanai, she can be Mekayim later. And then she'll get divorced later on and marry this guy. So she can accomplish the Tanai later on, just not now. And you're comparing this to the one who argues on Rabbi Yehuda. So if you remember from the Gemara in the Dorim, we had this machlokes. He says, I will not sleep hayom today. If I sleep tomorrow. So today is the action. Tomorrow is the tnai. So he says, I won't sleep today if I sleep tomorrow. So in Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yishan hayom. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says, don't sleep today. Shem Yishan the machar. Right, so as a preventative measure, we say, don't sleep today because you might come to sleep tomorrow. But Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman says, no, Yishan Hayom, sleep today. And then he'll keep his condition later on. Meaning that, go ahead, sleep today, you can violate, quote unquote, the neder, because we assume you won't trigger the neder tomorrow. And we rely on you not to trigger the neder. So same thing over here. Let's say that's the same, our case over here, the way you're explaining it over here, according to Rav Nachman, it'll be the same position, right, as Rav Nachman in, by Yishan, which is, that if you are not, we don't worry about you accomplishing the tonight. So just like by the Shana, we say, go ahead and sleep today because you don't worry that you're going to violate and not sleep tomorrow. So to here, go ahead and marry someone else because you're not worried that you're not going to accomplish the tonight. We assume you'll go back later on and marry the guy you're supposed to marry. So you get a divorce and marry this guy. How can you compare these two cases? In the case of sleep, everything is in your hands. Meaning that if you sleep today, then you must not sleep tomorrow. You can control that. Why? You can take thorns or needles and poke your body all day, and you won't fall asleep. Meaning that you can prevent yourself from falling asleep the next day. That's something that's within your control and within your abilities. Over here, since when is it in her control to get divorced? I mean, if she marries a third party, she can't force that husband to divorce her, right, in order that she can go marry the other individual in the condition, right, that's not within her control to have gerushin in order to accomplish that which is here. So you can't compare these two cases.
Why don't you ask a question, how can you let her marry that guy before night? She's an
But not if she becomes the tonight later on, right? Then the get is a good valid get from the Torah. Right? When you have a get with a tonight in it, the get is good right away. You just have to, there's a condition. You must fulfill that condition. Right. It's equivalent to Amanat, is equivalent to, remember we said that Amanat is equivalent to Akshav. But basically, the get is valid from day one, and you just have to accomplish it tonight. So we assume she'll accomplish that tonight later on and marry this guy. So she's not an Ashadish. If she fails, then she would be an Ashadish. It's kind of a special fear here. So Amar Rava. Rava says, now this is the explanation of that statement in the Gemara. Hare zu gotina say, lo lo, v'lo l'acher. She may not marry anybody. Meaning that when she gets such a get that says, this is your get only if you marry so-and-so, you can't marry anybody. Right? She should not marry the individual who's mentioned in the condition because then people will say, right, that their wives are being given as a gift, and that he's gifting his wife. She should not marry anyone else to buy the human tonight because she has accomplished the tonight, and by marrying someone else, that's really not going to allow her the ability to become in the tonight. If she marries him, she marries the guy mentioned tonight, she doesn't have to go out. Because of this little gzera, we're not going to force her to get a divorce from this guy. But if she marries a third party, then she should get a divorce. Why? She has to accomplish the tonight. And without the accomplishment of the tonight, there is no get here. Tanya Kavasit Robo, a bracelet that supports this explanation of the statements above. She may not marry nor him, the guy mentioned tonight, nor anyone else. But if she marries him, the individual mentioned in tonight that she must marry, they say she doesn't have to get a divorce. But if she marries a third party, then she doesn't need to get a divorce. Again, the reason being that the Gezeres Kefamim is we don't want it to look like they're gifting their wives. So we say, don't marry this individual. But if she does, we're not going to say that Gezera causes us, forces you to have a divorce, because it's not such a, we'll call it quote unquote important Gezera. On the other hand, if she marries a third party, then we have a fear, because we have a fear that she will never accomplish it tonight. If she never accomplishes it tonight, we have what Steve mentioned, your problem, which is that she's an Eshadish. Right, and we don't want her married to this other party, so we say get divorced from a third party until you get the tzai or fix the get, either one. Right now, next case here. Turn up on Amanachi Tali the Rakia. This is your get on a condition that you go to the heavens. Amanashi Tardila Tahom, or in the condition that you go down to the depths. Amanashi Tivili Ikanash Dalamat, on the condition that you swallow a staff that's 4 amot long. Amanashi Tivili Ikanab and Kupama, in the condition you bring me a staff that's 100 amot long. Amanashi Tavriyat Yamagadol, Viraglech, Viraglech, on the condition that you cross the Yamagadol with your, on your feet. So in all these cases, the Tanakhama says, no get. There's no get here, because she can't accomplish the Tanai. Because it's Tanai, there's no way for her to accomplish the Tanai, so by definition, it's not a good get. Yehuda ben Tamar Merk is a get. This is a get. Why is this a get? Kalal Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar, he establishes a principle. Kol Tanai, she'i epshar lo l'kaimo b'sofo. Any Tanai which is impossible to ever be accomplished, the hitna alav mitchilato, and he makes a condition right in the beginning that has this type of accomplishment or this type of maisa in it. Inu elikum afligavit varim v'kasher. It's an exaggeration. It's a right. It's a tease in some ways of the woman, and it's clear that she cannot accomplish that tana. So if mikari, if we know already from the beginning that it's impossible, so when the husband does this, he is clearly not believing that the tana will ever be accomplished. So the tana is ever be accomplished, we say that the tana is not a tana. There is no tana here, there is no condition here, and therefore the maisa stands, the get is a good get, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar. Also, Amarav Nachmon, Amarav, halachah Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar, halachah is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar. So Amarav Nachmon Yitzchak, Matnita Nami Deka. We have a, right, our Mishnah also supports this position to kind. Kosher Efshar Lo the Kaimovisof O, anything that can be accomplished in the end. Vihitna Allah Mitzvato, when he made a condition as such in the beginning, to know Kayom, then the Tanai works. Ha'i Efshar. Implicit from that is that if it was impossible, it's no Batel, the Tanai wouldn't work. Shmamina. So this in the Mishnah in Baba Mitzia. The Mishnah in Baba Mitzia seems to indicate that a Tanai, a condition, is only a valid condition if the condition from the outset could be accomplished. If the Tanai is impossible to accomplish, then it's as if the Tanai does not exist, and the statement or the mice of the actual will stand independent of the Tanai. That's two over here in our case of the get. And because he gives her a get and says, makes a condition that's impossible from the outset, we say the Tanai falls away, as if it doesn't exist, and therefore the get is a valid get according to Yehuda ben Tamar. Okay, Ibailu. Hurry to get, Amanat Shitochli Basar Chazir Mahu. It's a very, very interesting Gemara. If she says, this will be your get, on the condition you eat, trade. The condition you eat a Basar Chazir Mahu. What's the din? So Amar Abaye, he. Abaye says this is the exact same case as Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar's case. Just like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar, the case before, says when there's something that's physically beyond your limits, right, that's out of your range, therefore it's as if the Tanai doesn't exist. So too, when something is halakhically out of your range, meaning that the Isur prevents you from accomplishing it, so just something that is physically out of your range, right, means that the Tanai doesn't exist. So too, when something is, right, the Isur, or Minatora is out of your range, that too is considered as if the Tanai doesn't exist, and the get is a valid get. So that's a Abaye's opinion. Rabbi Amar, this is another, so Abaye is also interesting how he compares the physical limitations to the, what let's call them, the spiritual limitations. And then Rava is even more interesting, is Rava Mark Efshar to Akhla Velakya. Look, it is possible to accomplish it, right? Meaning that you could do the Avera, you're just going to get Malkus. Meaning it's a trade-off. You make a decision. She can eat Basar Chazir, get Malkus, and she'll have a get. If she doesn't want to, then she won't get Malkus, she won't have a get. Meaning that there is no physical limitation or impossibility for her to accomplish this. The fact that it's Asur Min HaTorah, right, is just, in Rava's eyes, is a trade-off. Okay, if it's Asur Min HaTorah, you can violate the Isur and take the consequences of violating the Isur, but that doesn't make it impossible. So since it's not impossible, then it's the Tanai stands, and if she wants it to be a valid get, she must accomplish this tonight. So Gemara says, the case when Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar says, in our case, the case where he exaggerated about what the woman needed to do, we said that was a good get. And then Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamar gave an example, or said, this is my general principle. So what does the general principle include? Latuye Basar Chazir. According to Abaye, that includes the case of Basar Chazir. That's what's included or extra in this case. The Rabba Kazet, he says, Kazeget, like this is a get, but not something else. That miut is limuti Basar Chazir. It's excluded the case of Basar Chazir, because according to Rabba, Basar Chazir is a different category. So meitavei. So there's another. Harizag you take. This is your get. Amanat shitiv ali leploni. So you get on the condition that you have relations with such and such individual. It's kaima tanai. So the time is accomplished. Harizag get. So good get. Bimlaav enu get. And it's not. Amanat shilotiv ali leabo leaviv. Right, on the condition that you do not have relations with my father or your father, we assume that the get's valid, and we don't wait for the tanai to be accomplished. We assume she's not going to sleep with his or her father. This case is not mentioned in the Braisa, right, or in the Tosefta, but this, the implicit from this is that if he had said, right, that on the condition, if she says to her, go ahead, this is a good get, on the condition that you have relations with my father or your father. So that's absent, right, in a sense, that case is absent from the Mishnah. It's absent from the Mishnah because the din, right, must be different in this case. What's the din mean, the difference? As opposed to Amanash to believe the Ploni, you said in the Tosefta that if it's on condition that you sleep with certain or have relations with a certain individual, so that's a good get, and she'll have to have relations with that individual. Whereas over here, right, if she said, which is absent from the Tosefta, which implies that had he said, if you have relations with my father or your father, that would not be, you wouldn't have to accomplish that tonight. The tonight would fall away. So what does that sound like? That sounds like a bayit. Bayit says when the isur creates the impossibility of accomplishing it, it's as if the tonight doesn't exist. That's the case here. Well, bayit, so according to Rabbi, this is a good proof, this is like his position. Well, the Rabbah kasha. According to Rabbah, it's a big problem. Why is it a big problem according to Rabbah? Because Rabbah says when you have an isur does not make the tonight impossible. You just violate the isur. So Amrachah Robos. Robos say, no. Bishlam Abbasar Fazir Epshar Da'ach Lavalakim. Meaning that when you talk about certain Yisurim within her purview to accomplish. What does that mean, they're within her purview to accomplish? If you tell her to go eat Basar Fazir, she can eat it. Valakim, get Malkus. Ploni. If he says to her, you can have this get as long as you have relations with this individual, you sleep with this individual, that too. Nami Epshar the Meshach the Baby Mamona. She can bribe him, right, to sleep with her. She can pay him off to do this. Right? But until you say that the condition to getting the get is that you sleep with your father or your father-in-law, that is not within her ability to accomplish. Why? He of the Isura, maybe she's willing to violate the Isur Kares here of Arayot in order to get her get. But Abba Vichmika Abdi Isura, who says her father or father-in-law will be willing to violate the Isur, meaning that she can't force them to violate the Isur. If it's simply a matter of money, then of course you can pay someone to do something. But when it comes to Isur, you can't force someone else to do an Isur. Therefore,
that's for Ploni also.
Not necessarily. Why would it be also for Ploni? It could be a Pilia. She's a free and clear woman, right? She is now divorced. Right? Number one is he can either marry her and have relations with her if he doesn't feel like he wants to have relations with the Pnuya, so she can pay him to do that. Or number two is that he can have relations with the Pnuya, right? Which is not necessarily usur, right? Maybe usur either abonim, but it's not usur, or maybe it's a business.
But it's almanaz shet sibal is a phony. The get doesn't take effect until the nila. You're saying that...
The get takes effect immediately, and almanas means that you must accomplish the tonight for the get to remain in effect. Not that it only goes into effect on the tonight. Now, again, the Tosas Reed mentions, in your question, it says, have the gita vila bind to echad. Her get and her via come at the, right, comes at the same moment. And culture gain, shall get konalama freya. That is certainly in our case where the get is accomplished retroactively, Shakolomer Amanat, Gomer Ma'akshav Dami. Right, so therefore, Achim Nivel Vachirim, Ben Yuveni Pturim Hain. So even if she has relations with others in that interim, we have the Machlokas in the Tanoi, what her status is. But that's what the Nasri just said. If she has relations with other individuals, and then she has relations with this individual, then that's a good get, and those other individuals will be Pater. There will be no, right? She wasn't an Eshadish when she'd slept with them. Now, so according to this, now that we have the opinions or the positions of Rabbi and Rabbah, we can explain this rubble cloud position, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Teva says this is the general principle, then that's latuya abba babi. That's include the case of your father and your father-in-law. Because in that case, father and father-in-law means that you're not, that the tonight will never be accomplished. And since the tonight can never be accomplished, that falls away. The tonight falls away and the gets a good get, even if she doesn't sleep with her father and father-in-law. That's to exclude the case. When he says it's a get, like this is a get, when he talks about Almanakla Gila Rakia, that's a get and not anything else, that comes to exclude the case of Basar Fazir. In that case, Rava says, it's not a good tonight, and she must accomplish the tonight in order for the get to be better. On the other hand, the Bai is going to explain, cloud, the general principle of Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima is Latuye Basar Fazir. That comes to include the case of Basar Fazir, which is exactly like, according to Bai, exactly like the case of actually together appear, since it's impossible to accomplish, the tonight falls away. Because there comes to exclude the case of Ploni, whereby I will agree that if he says this is your get on the condition that you sleep with such and such an individual, then even if I agree in that case that it's a valid get, because she can accomplish it. Again, she can bribe the guy, she can pay the guy, in order that either in order that he sleeps with her, or she can pay him so that she marries him, right? That he marries her, and then he has relations with her, but she can accomplish that. And now the Gemara says, Meitvei. Harizeh Gitev, Almanat Shetokhli Basar Chazir. Im Haita Zara, or if she was not a Kohen, or Bat Kohen, Amanach Tochli B'Chuma, that you'll eat Chuma, Im Haita Nizira, or if she was a Nizira, Amanach Tishte Yayin. So that all these cases, the demand is that she violate the Tanai, in order for the get to be a valid get. I mean, she violated Easter. The Tanai tells her you must violate an Easter in order this to be a valid get. So what is this to say? It's Kaima Tanai, or is a get? Imav, Eno get. This night is accomplished, this is a good get. If not, it's not a good get. So now, who does this work well for? This works well for Rava. Rava says that in such a case, this night stands, and she has to violate the Easter in order for a get to be valid. So the Rava Nesba, that's great. The Baye Kasha. Right, Baye, this is a problem. Why? What did the Baye say? Baye says when you make a night that cannot be accomplished except through violating an Easter Torah, then the tonight falls away and it gets valid right away. So why does the Tosefta say you must accomplish the tonight? So Machabai Misvara Divriakohi. Who says that Tosefta is according to everyone? I mean, who says it's going according to the position of Yehuda ben Teima? Hamani Rabbonan. That Braisa or that Tosefta is the position of the Rabbonan. Right. So that if that's the position of the Rabbonan, then for Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima, right, he won't agree with that price. And I'm stating my position in the position of Rabbi Yehuda ben Teima. And that Tosefta is the Rabbonon. That's where it says, but typically, the matna mashakot of the Torahu. Why are we going out of our way to say that the problem here is whether it's not going to be accomplished or not accomplished, right? Meaning that if you have an Isur, that Isur, is that considered to be out of your realm or out of your ability to accomplish? And therefore it'll be the equivalent of Harizik Gideh, I'm an action together, Akiya, that's a biased position. And it'll be the Tanai will fall away. Or Rav's position is, wait, you know what? Accomplish the Tanai. Okay, so you have to violate an Isur to accomplish the Tanai, but you could do that. You just have to make a choice to violate the Isur. But why don't we have a more basic question, which is, your matna mashakot of a Torah. This get is now conditioned or premised on a violation of a Torah rule. And we know, because a matna mashakot of a Torah, it's no batel. Anytime you have a tnai, right, that goes against the Torah, the tnai falls away. So if that's the case, then over here too, a person is making a condition, a tnai that would cause or force a violation of the Torah law, then it's not, oh, but tell, this guy should fall away. So now, Amar Abba, we'll read through this, and then we'll speak a little bit about this issue. Amar Abba, Bray to Rabbi Ika. Kim minun makal mashukatu b'tora tzno batel. When do we say when a person is makal mashukatu b'tora that smiles batel kadon sheira suta ba'onata duka apa? In that place, he is okir a dover min Torah. About ikapa ihika apa? Over here, she is the one that is causing the problem. She's the one that's okir the Easter min Torah. So for instance, the example that Gemara gives over here is a case of kiddushin. A individual says, I want to marry you, says the woman, on a condition that I'm not obligated to give you she'er, ksut, and ona. Right, so she'er, ksut, and ona. Two of those are derabbanan, at least according to most opinions, and one is d'oraisa. The she'er and the ksut, right, her mazon and her clothing, That is Durabanan, an obligation of the husband to meet Durabanan. So that he can say, I'm marrying you on condition that those two are not in place. I don't have to give you that. But Onata, right, that her Ona, that is something that's Minatora, there's a demand Minatora. So here, he says, I'm gonna marry you on the condition that I don't have to accomplish or I have to provide for you this obligation Minatora. That doesn't work, because he is the one who's gonna be Oker. His condition demands that he not perform Ona, or doesn't have to perform Ona, so he himself is performing the Kedushin, he himself is the one who's going to violate the Isur Torah. Well, Ahokla, in our case, Iyakakra, he's not violating the Torah law, he makes a condition. Who violated the Torah law? She does. So the person who's giving the get is not the one who violates the Isur. Right? The Isur is being violated by the woman who is in order to have her get be effective, but he's not in any way. The get, the giving of his get and the tonight that he places does not violate any Torah rules. So then it should be a valid get. So that's the difference. It's Gamatka Flavina. This is what you mean. Kumla ka'akrahi elikyum, it's 90 day. I mean, why is she violating the Isser? It's only because of his condition. His condition is what's driving the violation according to her. Ishtukach the yukakar. So in the end, it's really him that is being okarit, because his tonight makes a demand on her to violate an Isser. So he's really the one forcing the issue. For Elama Ravina, Kiamrina Mashakadu Batara, it's no Batel. When do we say when you have a tonight against the Torah, where that's Batel, Kagan Shayar, Kusudlo Na? In that case, you have to violate the Isur. Right? Meaning that over here, the Baishir Ksutanona, they are an integral part of Kiddushin. So if he makes a condition, this marriage is a good marriage only if I'm not obligated in Shirk Sutanona, from the moment that the Kiddushin goes effective, right, he's in violation of what the Torah says. The Torah says it's obligated, and you're trying to get out of the obligation.
You can say that in the Kiddushin.
But here, by the get, right, the tnai is an exogenous variable. It's not intrinsic to the get. This is, I think, what you were saying before. The get is a valid get. You have a tnai, which is external to the get, that says, well, if you want the get to be valid, you must do the Isur. So she has two options. She can violate the Isur, or she cannot violate the Isur. She doesn't violate the Isur, that doesn't take away from the intrinsic integrity of the get, just as it won't be a get. She didn't accomplish the tnai. But the get stands. That's not true by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin means, the definition of Kiddushin means that as a husband, I'm chayav in, well, Sharon Tzu will leave out, but I'm chayav in Ona. Right, that's an integral part, or that's an obligation of Kiddushin. So if I say, right, that I'll have Kiddushin without Ona, that isn't Kiddushin anymore. Right, because that means Kiddushin is
the definition. I think it's a very strong argument, but he doesn't. He seems to be emphasizing the option to do it or not to do it, as opposed to the integral part of the conditions, the integral part of the actual.
I agree with you. He's saying that the issue is whether she accomplishes, whether she's forced to accomplish it or not. But the reason that whether she's forced to accomplish it or not has to do with how intrinsic it is to the item. And that if it was intrinsic to the get, or it would be forced, it would force her to do it. Here she's not being forced to do it because it's not intrinsic to the get. On the other hand, by Kedushin, by definition, he's going to be in violation of his condition because it's intrinsic to the Kedushin. And there's no way for him not to do it. And
that I want to share this on myself, right? And then if he doesn't, so it's won't be married. In other words,
okay, so that's a more general question. Why in these instances do we say, like you're saying, Speed, why don't we say that the Tanai, right, the Tanai is valid, and since the Tanai violates something in the Torah, right, therefore the Kedushin is not valid. We don't say that. We say in all the Gemaras that the other way around, that the Tanai falls away and the mice just stands. As we have to say, before we said, by Rabbi Yehuda ben Batema, we said, because everybody knows it's impossible. Since you know it's impossible to go to Rakia, the Tanai falls away and the Maisa stands. So I think you have to say something similar over here, which is that when you have a Tanai that's not the Mashapadu Batorah, everybody knows what the obligation is in the Torah. So if here he goes and makes an explicit statement against the Torah, makes a Tanai against the Torah, then he knows that Tanai is not going to stand. He knows that Tanai is not going to stand. We say the Kedushin is valid and the Tanai falls away. Because again, the other way around would be to say the Tanai stands and the Kedushin is invalid. But that's not what the Gemara says in all these instances. It says the opposite, that the Tanai falls away and that the mice is good, and I assume that's because everybody know, or when you're making such a tanai, you know that you can't accomplish such a tanai, or that tanai violates something in the Torah. And by definition, that tanai will fall away, and the maisa will be a good maisa. Right, so what do we have to do? Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if he gives the get, and he put a tanai on the get, and then he wants to reverse that tanai, he takes the get back from her, and then gives it back to her. Matan, who's the author of our Mishnah? Amar Tiski, Rav Shimon Alazahi. So Rav Shimon Alazahi, the Tanya, Rav Shimon Alazahi Omer, Ashi Tzlin, Amin, Amin, Yaksa, Rav Tanenala. We had this Gemara earlier on 9th Chet, that what if you want to rectify a get that he gives, right, how do you rectify a get when he says he gives a get, and he says this is a shtar chot, and he says it's really a get? How does he rectify to make it into a real get? So Rav Shimon ben Elazar says she takes it back, and he takes the get back, and then he rehands it to her and says that it is a get. I be get. Says this is your get. The open Amara, people came on Rabbi. Even Rabbi over there argued on Ayin Chet and said, no, you don't have to take it back the get from her. You just say, this is your get. At first he handed her a document and said, this is your star code. This is a contract. Right? And what he said there, all he has to do now is to say, this is your get. And as long as he makes that statement, it's valid. So why over there does Rabbi only require you to make that statement? And over here he says, you have to take the get back and give it again. So he says, Dilkon Amar, says, because your guy over here, according to Rashi, this is Rabbi Kahana. Rabbi Kahana, who came from Babel to Eretz Yisrael and used to learn with Rabbi Yochanan and used to learn with him. Rabbi Kahana, so over here it sounds like Chizkiah, he's saying Rabbi Yochanan is saying to Chizkiah, Dilkon, your Rebbe, Rabbi Kahana said. Tosafot says that he doesn't think it's Chizkiah that's saying, he's saying it to the Talmidim. Rabbi Yochanan is saying it to the Talmidim, Dilkon, your Rebbe, in the Talmidim that come from Babel that live here, your Rebbe, Rabbi Kahana, came from Babel also. Amar Shani Hafa. Our case is different. In the case, by the price of Shtar Chov, the get is invalid entirely. Since the get is invalid entirely, if he just says, Haiki Teich, this is your get, that's enough to make it into a valid get. In our case, in the Mishnah, the get is partially valid. It's partially valid because it makes it that she may no longer marry a Kohen. If the get already is partially valid, then in order to make it valid again, you must take it back and give a new Netina. You must have a new giving that's totally fresh. Because the first giving already accomplished something. Whereas in the other case, the giving by Rabbi accomplished nothing. So therefore when he says, Hagi Teich, that's fine, because you're still relying on the first giving. Over here, since the first giving had tokens to it, it had value to it, therefore when you give it again, you have to actually take it back and give it again. Alright, because about Tocho, if you actually write it in between, if it's not oral, we said that it's not a good, the tanai can be overcome by giving it again. But if he actually writes the tanai in the get, then the get is invalid. So it's not. That's sheet, right? I said, Amar of Safra, because Boba Tocho, he writes it in, it's not. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So it says, Sheetah. Because Boba Tocho, it's not. That's exactly what it says in our Mishnah. What are you talking about, Sir Safra, that if you write it in, it's puzzle? So Malu came, I would have thought, Pani Mila Akhar Torah. That's only if I wrote it after the Torah, of August Nea Torah, but before the major part of the get, the major part of the, what the get accomplishes, a Pila Pen, now we puzzle, but even Bao Pen, even orally, it would be Pasul Kamash Mulan. The Sakra's position is that orally you can never invalidate the get. No matter when you make the oral condition, the get is not valid. Even if it's before you write the get, the oral condition will not invalidate the get. Even if it's after you've written it according to the get, that won't validate it. It's only when you write it in the get does it invalidate the get. On the other hand, Rabba Amar Boshanu El Akhar Tarif. No. Only if you write it after the Tarif. About the Sneer Tarif. Right, before the Torah, meaning before you put the Iker part of the get, Hariyat Materat Ol Adam, right, before you put that Iker part of the get together, I feel a pen, now you so even if it's done orally, the condition will cause a psul in the get. So that's what Rabbi says. So Rabbi Safra believes the only way to close the get is when it's written into the get, the condition, whereas Rabbi says, no, it depends where it's written. If it's written after the Torah, if you're right, then the Torah writing is a problem, and orally will not be a problem. But if it's written before the Torah, meaning if it's done before the major part of the get, if it's done orally, it'll also be invalid. Rabbi goes according to his own reasoning. Rabbi Rabba, the Han Hulu Jeftibi Gita, says to those that write Gitim, Shatku Shuke the Bao at Jeftibo de Torah. The Gita, don't let the husband speak until after you finish the major part of the get. Don't let the husband also impose conditions until after you've accomplished the major part of the get. Because before you write the Torah, then it's a possibility that he can interject conditions, and that'll make the get invalid unless those conditions are fulfilled. So in order to remove any problem, don't let the husband speak until you finish that first part of the get. So Tarabana, Kalat Naim Poslim Beget, Debe Rabbi. Rabbi says that any condition of a get is Posel the get. If it's invalid when you do it orally, then it's invalid when you do it in writing. So what does this mean? Anything that's not invalid when you do it orally, it will not be invalid when you write it. So the Gemara says, chutz, so this explains it. Chutz, sheposel al-peh, posel biftak. If you use the term chutz, right, that you are divorced except for such and such an individual, then that, if you did it orally, ruins the get. So too, if you write that into the get, it ruins the get. Almanat, but if you make it a condition, almanat means, right, again, that it's external condition to the get, and there's no shear, there's nothing left over in the get, then, she'enu posel al-peh, when you do that orally, it's not posel, enu posel biftav, it does not ruin it if you write it into the get. So Amar of Zeiro, Zeiro explains the machlokas between Rabbi and the Chachamim like this, machlokas lifnei atorif, that's only before you bring in the actual get, the major part of the get, that's where they argue. The Rabbi Sarvah gives Rina Amanat after chutz. Rabbi says, just like chutz would be invalid in this instance, right, so too Amanat would be invalid in this instance, because we're worried of a person writing chutz. Rabbanim Sarvah gives Rina Amanat al atu chutz. Over here, we're not going to go there, Amanat to chutz. Avala akar atorif, but after you've written the major part of the get, divrei akol kasher. Everybody agrees that Amanat will work. Right after the get, even though by bechutz would be possible, but we're not going to be right goes there because of almanat in that instance, because it's only a derabanan issue, and then it will come zera the zera, because the zera was all ready for before the Torah. After the Torah for almanat is not a problem at all. Then we say don't do anything with the chutz after the Torah, because only derabanan. And therefore we're not going to say almanat too, because then you're being a derabanan. You're piling on zera, and we don't want that. And now, umatnitan tznani, in our mission it says kadvu b'knim de b'chutz. We establish that our mission is talking about a case of b'chutz, and says kadvu only when you write it in it is it invalid. Av almanat lo pasul, but if you say almanat, it's not pasul. Ibai zema lifnei atarif. Maybe so. Either you can explain our mission is a case where it's before the major part of the gift is written, v'rabbanan, and it's according to the rabbanan who say then b'chutz is a problem, almanat is not a problem. Ibai zema lachatarif, where you can explain our mission after the major portion is written, v'diriyakol. And that'll work both according to Rabbi and the Chachamim, because they both agree in that instance that Amanat is good and Chutz is not good. But Rabba says no, the Machlokas is La'akar HaTorah. Rabba, as opposed to Rabbi Zera, says no, the Machlokas in Rabbi and the Chachamim is even after you write the major part of the get. The Rabbi Sabra Gazarin and Atul Lifnei Torah, that we worry about, goes there after the major part of the get because of what happens before the get. But the Rabbi Sabra Gazarin and Atul Lifnei Torah, we don't go there after the Torah because of what could have happened before the Torah. But what does that imply? About the Torah, it was written before the major part of the get. Dibya Kol Pasul. Everybody agrees that it is Pasul. Right? So now, Umas Nisan, our mission that says, Kitvu Kimna Bechutz, right? That we establish that our mission is talking about a case of Bechutz, and where he wrote it down, Abba Manat Lo Pasil, right? But if he says Abba Manat, it's not Pasil, it has to be a case of Achara Torah, after the major part of the get is written, and Rabbanan, it has to be the Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi, there's never a case where Abba Manat is Kasher. Because both with Nat Torah it's Pasil and the Rabbanan agree, and after the Torah it's Pasil because of the Zera from before the Torah. Gemara says, Tani Avua the Rabbi Avin Kameh the Rabbi Zera Kotub Get Al Tznai Divrei Hakol Pasul. That if a person writes a get with a tznai in it, everybody agrees that it's pasul. So he says, Divrei Hakol Pasul. What do you mean Divrei Hakol Pasul? I'm Yifle Pligay. We know that there are people who argue. I mean, we know that there are Machuksi Rabbi and the Chachamim over here. So what's the case here? Ela'ima the Divrei Hakol Kasher. No, according to everybody, it's kosher. They hate people. I mean, what's the case? La'chara Torah. After the Torah is written, Divrei Hakol Kasher, and that's Rabbi Zera L'Tameh. That says, after the Torah, even the Chachamim agreed that it's a valid gift when you have a Tznai of Almanach in it. Ela'ima Harizeh Pasul. Why don't we say, instead of saying Divrei Hakol Pasul, just say Harizeh Pasul, and it'll be Rabbi's position. So the Mar says, Tanat Divrei Hakol At, you know, right? Kosher Pasul, right? He says Harizeh Pasul, for Abi Tana Divrei Hakol At. Because he said Divyako, Kosher Bisul Miklukle, Harizeb Divyako Lo Miklukle. When it comes to Kosher Bisul, a Tana can make a mistake about the Masorah where they said Kosher Puzzle. But between Divyako, or whether this is Divrei Rabbi, or this is just the Bismillah one, a Tana doesn't mix that up. Since he wouldn't mix that up, Reb Zera, when he changed it from Kosher to Puzzle, and he didn't change it from Divyako to Harizeb Divrei Rabbi, or Harizeb Puzzle. Okay, we'll stop here.